Welcome to Mental Wealth, the podcast to invest in your mind. Here I will help you make sense of your mind and behaviors, giving you the tools to have your best life. There is so much to share, so let's get into this episode and explore another great topic. Welcome to episode 43. We, in this episode, are going to talk about ourselves again, our personalities, our traits, our behaviours, and I've brought an expert in to share this episode with, so I would love to welcome Susie Sprigg to the episode.
Thank you very much for having me, Alison.
Tell everyone a little bit about you first.
Oh, wow. So I am 48 years old. Why did I start with that? I'm 48 years old, and I used to be an accountant, and my life changed when a significant event happened to me, which when I all of a sudden became a widow. And I probably want to share about the grieving journey and the healing journey that you go on, and how I finally had some opportunity to put the spotlight on me and think about what is it I want, what am I good at, what do I want out of life, and maybe talk about personal development journey, because that's one thing I think we always forget to do, don't we? We're always so busy and focused on looking after everybody else, getting outside validation, that we forget to look at ourselves and check in with ourselves and see if we're okay.
Yeah, I love that. And I think you're right. You know, we do generally spend a lot of time focused on what everyone else needs, focused on the job that you might have, focused on the house that you're trying to create, the sort of life that you're trying to do. And actually, one of my big things is, if we're not focused on us, that internal world, that kind of where your thoughts and behaviours and feelings are coming from, then we really often are so externally focused, we are missing, aren't we, so much good stuff. And interestingly, my episode last week, we were talking about sometimes sitting with your horrible stuff and actually having that creativity that comes out of those darker days. And I'm sure that's obviously something that you're touching on there.
Definitely, because everything's an emotion and a feeling, and you cannot run away from it because it always comes. We might talk about the universe quite a lot. I believe in the law of attraction and the universe, and they will keep sending people your way, lessons your way, until I suppose you've learned the lesson, I guess. Not lesson, but there's always something that you're learning from.
I often like to talk about that things happen for us, not to us. Yeah. Because in my book, I talk about the reset class and, you know, how often we find ourselves in a similar situation. And if you ever catch yourself saying, why does this keep happening to me? Then there is something there for you to pause and think about exactly that. Why does it keep happening to you? And then you can start to make some changes.
I say it like it's like a computer game, you know, computer games where you've got to get to level one, and then to level two, level three. And you can't get past level one until you've collected some coins or some machinery or something like that, which you actually need to succeed on level two. So you have to keep doing level one until you get all your coins or whatever like that to get to level two.
I love that. What a great metaphor that is.
Yeah. It's more positive, I think. I mean, you've got to get up to the next levels and you'll keep repeating each level till you get everything.
Because I think something that I often observe people is, to use your metaphor, they're still collecting the coins at this level, but they get frustrated. There's a risk then that they might start to give up because it's not working quick enough or it's not actually getting them what they want. But actually just that basic stuff, and a lot of that, you know, we could liken that metaphor to self-care, to self-kindness, to self-compassion. They could be those very simple coins that you're collecting.
Your self-compassion coin, your self-care coin.
I love that. I think that's absolutely brilliant.
I'm listening to an audiobook at the moment and it talks just about that. She's called Jamie Kern Lima. And is she the lady who created her own makeup products and sold them for billions of pounds? Okay. And her book's called Worthy. And she talks about self-worth, which is your inside, your inner worth, And she also talks about then self-confidence, because a lot of people talk about confidence, don't they? Confidence is something which is on exterior, isn't it? Where it's all about maybe skills, that kind of thing. But you need both. You need your self-worth and self-confidence to be like that whole.
Yeah.
So that if you have self-worth, if anything happens on the external world, such as rejection, I don't know, or disappointment, you still have that common, that foundational self-worth, that it doesn't rock you as much. And it's a case of, that's okay. Let's move on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just something like that.
Yeah, I like that. And I think something else that I often hear people say, and I used to say it myself, is when you are externally focused, so you are thinking about what everyone else is doing or worrying about what everyone else, or your boundaries aren't secure enough because you haven't got that self-worth, the risk of putting yourself into situations is so high that then it's almost self-fulfilling. You're not then doing what's right for you. You then feel rubbish and unhappy. And so it goes round and round and round, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Repeat, repeat, repeat. So, yeah, I think that's really interesting. So let's hear a little bit more about what your realizations were, because I've heard you say, you know, you knew that you were externally focused a bit more and you needed to look at yourself and find out a little bit more about yourself. And one of the reasons why I think it's brilliant that we're going to share these journeys is to help other people realize, A, you're not alone, and B, there is another side. It is worth doing the work. You know, I hear people often say, you know, come and work with me and I'll get rid of your fear, or come and work with me and I'll transform you. But actually, if you haven't got that inner work, or you're prepared to put yourself forward, if particularly if you have got some trauma or some grief or some limiting thoughts or beliefs that somebody else has told you, those things won't happen unless you do that inner work.
Yeah, so, I'll do a whistle stop talk.
Whistle.
My first significant event was when I was 15 years old and my dad passed away. So, you're never prepared. No one ever teaches you resilience.
Sure.
You notice that. There is no school of resilience. You don't get taught how to react to things. And then my second significant event, my mum passed away when she was 25. And it's only when someone said to me, oh, now you're an orphan, what are you going to do? And I'm like, what? I didn't ever consider myself an orphan. You know, the people put all these external labels. And then I had a really good career. I'm an accountant and I worked for some really good companies, and they invested in their people. They put us on 12-month personal development courses, all about mastering your motivation, the power of belief. And then I worked for a few companies that they weren't investing in your personal development. My biggest change was when my husband passed away, when he was only 52 and I was 43. And that was huge, because we were talking about our future. You know, we always talk about our future. And when grieving changed to healing, I went on some personal development, because I thought to myself, there was time to be quiet, because I wasn't working, and there was time for that self-reflection. There was a lot of time for self-reflection. And I realized that I was just, for the last 10 years, I've just been giving the best of me to strangers. If you think about work, you give the best of yourselves to strangers, and when you get home, there's nothing left, and you give the worst of yourself to the people that you love the most.
Mm.
But that does not make sense, does it? Do you know what I mean? It doesn't make sense. So I looked at the coaching academy, and they were doing a one-day training course on DISC, personality profiling, which was all about understanding different people's personality styles and why we do what we do and why we say what we're saying. I thought, you know what, I'm interested in that. And that one day was so many light bulb moments. It was the first day of the rest of my life, because for the first time ever, I truly understood me and I learned to love and accept myself for just who I was.
Wow.
And I think that's the greatest gift you can give yourself.
It really is. I love that. And thank you for sharing, because I know that's obviously really personal to you, sharing that little whistle stop of your life, because I know it's got so much more than just the way you've shared it there. But I do appreciate that.
Yeah, because people always might look at me, because I am outgoing, I'm interested in people, and people might look at you, you know, people look and go, gosh, you've got everything made. You know what I mean? Life must be easy. You just make these assumptions, don't you? But I've gone through the trenches, but that's what it, but it's because I think you've got that mindset of this is not, there must be more. You know, the story doesn't end here. Do you know what I mean? It's,
yeah.
I need to have hope in my life. Hope. When you wake up in the morning, today is going to be a great day. It's, you know what I mean? Who can I help today? You know what I mean? What wonderful person is going to come into my life today? You know, what is something interesting am I going to find out or hear today? So I think it's mindset and hope and belief, I think, nice. Would be three words I might want to share with you today.
Yeah, they're lovely. And I think, again, people can just try those on, almost, you know, wondering what that might be. Because one of the things I often talk about is that it can feel quite overwhelming with all of the things that we need to do. And actually just focusing on some small piece that could be hope, or just checking how you feel about this, or where's your attention? Is it internally or externally? I think from there, people can start to make the changes that they want. And again, everyone's starting point might be different, and their end point actually might be different as well. But I certainly understand quite a lot about people's personalities. And I do believe that when we have a better understanding of ourselves, we can do one of two things. One, we can be ourselves, which is sounds crazy, but we still have to work on being that. And it also helps you understand that everyone isn't the same as you. So we can stop expecting people to be the same, to say the same, to behave in the same way, because that in itself is a trap, isn't it?
And that's what, when I do the teaching, the biggest saying that people remember is that people are different, not difficult, because what you find difficult is different.
Yeah.
And how many people get frustrated where someone's doing something, they're just, why are you doing it that way?
Yeah.
What? Because they're just not you. And it's how they do things. But people are different, but we are predictably different. And when I like to, so when I discovered this, and I thought, oh my God, everyone needs to know this. Because in the corporate world, you have a leadership team where there's 10 different personalities in the leadership teams. And these people impact, you know that they impact so many, everybody in the workplace, don't they?
Yeah.
But you don't get taught people skills. It made me think, like, you know, there's nowhere we get pulled out of school when we get taught, right, this is how you deal with different types of people and personality. And it was just crazy to me. You get taught skills, do you mean academia?
Yep.
But not the biggest thing of all, because you have to speak to a person to get something done.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't you?
Yeah, and I spend a lot of time working with leaders and managers, helping them be able to understand themselves first so that they can then see how they might communicate differently to all the different people that are in their team. And I think that's the overwhelming bit. You know, people are complex. They're only complex because we're all different. And I think that's where, you know, things like pausing and asking yourself, you know, what's going on for me and why is this person in front of me doing this thing in a different way to what I hoped they'd done? Is it about your communication, about the way you described it, or is it just about your differences? And I think from there is so much wealth in being able to just notice. I mean, I work in prisons, and, you know, when I work often with some of the groups there, you know, that for them to suddenly realize that everyone isn't thinking like them. Yeah. I've had a couple of them have gone, oh, wow, I wish I'd known that before.
Because I think that's the biggest myth, that you get frustrated because people think that they're doing it just to piss them off. Sorry, I'm just swearing.
All right.
I remember in work, people got, they're just doing it to annoy me. I'm like, they're not. I seriously, trust me, they're not. They're not even thinking about you. Even in the gym, do you know, like when you first go to a gym or something, or a class or something, you get so, you're just worried that everyone's looking at you, don't you? Oh, everyone's looking at me. I'm like, trust me, they're not looking at you. They're so in their own head, aren't you? Thinking about the wrong thing.
That's it.
But I think that's the first step to having that inner worth, that inner self-confidence, is stop being worried what everybody else is doing. And just, if you could turn that attention on yourself.
Yeah, stay in your own lane is something that I'm often talking about. You know, be in your own lane. It doesn't matter. Yes, you can look at other people for inspiration, but only if it does that. If you're not inspired to think, do you know what? I want a little bit of that, or I want to learn how to do that thing. Unless you're doing that, it's not even worth looking. Who cares what everyone else is doing, really? We care far too much as humans. The brain is very selfish and it is only thinking about ourselves. And yet we spend all this time looking at all these different people and wondering what they're doing. It's just, it's almost crazy.
Yeah, and I'm not too sure if it's an age thing as well. Do you mean this, do you remember, you know, when people get older, they just go, do you know, I don't care. I can go out with no makeup now. Do you know what I mean? I don't care what I look like. Do you mean I'm just happy in my own skin? Is it an age thing?
I think some of it is. I think for definite some of it is. I think people do start to take themselves less seriously or kind of don't put themselves under any great pressure. But for me, it's what's underneath that feeds it. So if there's even no matter how old you are, if you've been brought up where you were told you're not good enough, that thing, no matter how old you are, it's still in there. It still possibly could pop up at any time. So for me, it's making sure that we've kind of worked on some of those old behaviors and beliefs that used to serve you. You know, they were 100% your safety net. And we've got our differences, which come from so many different ways, so many different routes, really, which obviously the profile that you use highlights those and helps people.
And I use it every day because as life's evolving and changing, so I'm happily married now. I manifested a wonderful husband. Our life's changing and growing, and our goals and visions and our aims are changing, but and opportunities are coming my way. So I still use this to this day to go, is this going to not play to my strengths? Yeah, I want to say play to my strengths, because opportunities are coming, and to other people. So Phil is the opposite to me. He's reserved task. He's going, do that. That's ace. I'm like, yeah, but if I couldn't imagine myself doing it for a long time, because I need interaction. I need people. Yeah. This is what lights me up. Do you know what I mean? So even when opportunities are coming, to this day, I still fall back to who am I? Where do I thrive? What are my qualities? What are my strengths? Where do I, what environments do I thrive in?
Yeah.
I think we forget when jobs are presented to you, or, you know, you need to be thinking, or even people, do you know what I mean? New boyfriends, new girlfriends, and the environment that you're going to open yourselves up to. I'm always falling back onto a model that I go, do I feel safe? The first thing is do I feel safe? Is this a good place for me? And if it's not, I understand sometimes you might be in environments that you can't change or quickly or move away from. My first coach, I've had a coach now since, for the last 5 years, you know, someone who can help me and inspire me every day. She said to me, you know what I mean? You need, for every negative person in your life, you need to surround yourself with 5 positive people. And if you might have some negative people, or not, you know, not very helpful people in your life, maybe try and spend less time with them and more time with others. So you're not, you know, sometimes you can't remove yourself from those situations, but you can certainly say, oh, I'm not available right now. Do you know what I mean?
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's so important, isn't it, to actually acknowledge 2 things you've acknowledged there. Is one, you can flush out somebody who you might be a bit stuck with in your life because they're in your family or there's other reason. Making sure that you have got those people, but also just giving yourself that permission to maybe say no to that person or spend slightly less time, or make sure you've got a mechanism to top yourself back up as soon as you've left their company. Because there are people out there who are mood hoovers who will come in and take everything from you. But one of the things I think we need to pay attention to in those situations, again, it's about your boundaries and self-worth, is, you know, what are they doing with you, around you, Are they affecting too much of you? Are they being negative and bringing you down with them? Or are you able to just be in their space and stay kind of outside and then leave and get on with your own day? Mm-hmm. So important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, so have you got a little word of wisdom to finish us off? Something else that pops in your mind? I'm putting you on the spot here because I had to say I was going to do that.
You know what? There's a word being used a lot, being authentic, isn't there? And I just want to say, just do you. And if you don't know who you are, then that's your biggest project.
Love that. What a brilliant way of putting it as well. You know, you're right. I am the same. I'm hearing a lot of people talk about, you know, it's important to be authentic. And, you know, authentic means so many different things to so many people. And some of the pressure that is coming from that idea of being authentic when people don't even know what that is, I think it's switching people off. It's making them worry. It's making them feel overwhelmed with all the things that we do. So I am a big believer in us. We've got to just be us, be ourselves. And regardless of who else might have an opinion on that, or, you know, my journey was very much I was desperately trying to please everyone else for a long time, and in the long run made myself miserable. So I think that's a great reminder that all we're doing is be you. But if you don't know who that is, then there is your project to go on.
And you are, even if you don't feel valued or appreciated, you just change the circle of friends. So I was a qualified accountant, and I was always the odd one out because I'm outgoing people, and they kept and I love process. They just kept saying, rolling her eyes at me, oh God, here she is again. You're just in the wrong environment. There's that, I've seen it on social media quite a few times where this father gave his daughter an old crappy car. And he said, go to these three places and get it valued. The first place, someone would give him nothing. Second place, 250 quid. But the third place, who knew its true value, would give her like £200,000. Because it's all about, you just need to be in the right environments to really show your true value. And just keep going, because your tribe's out there.
Yeah. 100%, find your tribe. And and also it's that little baby steps, isn't it? It's that not feeling overwhelmed, trying to fix everything that doesn't quite feel right. Because, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are bumbling along. They're quite happy. They're okay. But they're not kind of ever getting to that real bit of themselves where they can just go out there and be courageous and do the thing that is their thing, their bliss.
I like the word courageous as well.
Yeah, it's a brilliant word.
That's what you need. I don't suppose confidence is. I think it's the courage to become. I don't know.
But also the courage to be vulnerable, the courage to maybe it not work out. You know, I think so many people are so afraid of things not working out that they don't go for it. But, you know, which is the biggest fear? Staying stagnant or having a go and learning from it? Yeah. You know, for me, just having that go is just so important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time today and for coming and sharing your thoughts and wisdom with everyone.
Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening and sharing in this episode of Mental Wealth. Remember, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcast. My last question to you is, what is the one small thing that you can take action on from this episode? Message me on Instagram or through our website with questions you'd like me to explore. You'll find the links in the show notes. I'll be back with more tools and tips to make sense of your mind in the next episode. In the meantime, be kind to yourself. Bye for now.